Good afternoon, good morning, good day, San Bernardino County Prayer Warriors. Today, our focus is Redlands and Cedar Glen. Father God, as always, we declare you are the Lord of Redlands and Cedar Glen. You are the King of these people. You are their light in their darkness. You are their hope when they are hopeless. You are their peace when they are restless. Jesus, you asked us to pray for workers for the harvest. We declare the harvest is great in Redlands and Cedar Glen, but the workers are few. So we ask you, the Lord of the harvest, to send more workers into your fields, that you would embolden every believer there in these communities to share the gospel, and even those visiting these places, to share it unashamedly, knowing it is the power, your power, God, to save and transform lives. We lift up the community of Redlands. It's almost 73,000 people in nearby Highland and Mentone and Loma Linda. But the crime grade is C minus and theft is at 12. We pray, God, for the crime grade to improve and the theft to decrease. We pray for the University of Redlands that you would use that school to provide education and training to the people that come there that would make them better citizens and better employees and business entrepreneurs and the rest of the things that they could potentially become, and that it would be healthy information, godly, with good morals. We pray for the community hospital that's there, that it just opened up a cancer center 2 years ago that would be used to help stop the spread of cancer. We lift up the Redlands teacher arrested for sexually abusing a child. We pray that they find any other victim associated with this person. We lift up the area called the Christian Counseling, Citrus Counseling Service, that is interfaith counsel designed, that's helping the people struggle with mental health. We pray that they give them godly wisdom. We lift up Cedar Glen, that is in the National Forest near Lake Arrowhead, with a population of 828, but the crime grade is D, and the theft is at 17%, and burglary are at 8. So, Father, we pray, God, that these numbers will decrease and the crime grade will improve. But specifically, we speak to the economy of that community, where the poverty is at 31%, extremely high. So God, we ask for economic ideas and creative ways for them to find work in the neighboring communities and cities. They're not too far from Blue Jay, and they're not too far from Crestline, and even the cities of Redland, Rialto, etc. So Father, we pray that they would find work elsewhere if they can't find it within. We lift up the home to the Herbert Eaton Scout Reservation Camp that brings children all around the year, and the camp. We pray for them to be safe, them to be taught godly things and high morals, and we just thank you for it. And in the name and authority of Jesus Christ, we decree an end to confusion, strife, and disorder. We call all things into divine order and subject them to the Lordship of Jesus Christ that exists in these areas. Let there be a release of your fear of you, O God. May there be light and truth over these communities. We decree an end to rape, theft, murder, and all violence, that the walls of these cities would be salvation and their gates praise. May your love, O God, be poured out through the Holy Spirit so that people will have a personal encounter with you and know that they are loved. May their lives be so changed and transformed that even these communities will see reformation in Jesus' name.